I wish I could have stayed at my old school. I don't think there's a single kid in my class who goes to church, except me.
Just think of it as having that many more kids that you get to tell about Jesus. Are you like a flashlight to your friends? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. So, should you use a flashlight in the middle of the day? No, flashlights are most useful in the dark, and Christians are like that too. Jesus said, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Our story today is called Darkness and Light. "Is your homework finished?" asked Gia's mom after dinner one evening. "Yeah," said Gia. "But you know what, Mom? I like our new apartment, but I wish I could have stayed at my old school. I don't think there's a single kid in my class here who goes to church except me. They seem nice enough, but I miss having Christian friends at school." Mom nodded as she opened a cupboard door and took out a flashlight and a light bulb. "The light bulb in the bathroom went out," she said. "It's too dark to see in there, so come hold the flashlight for me, will you?" "Okay," said Gia. She took the flashlight and turned it on. "Do the kids at school know you're a Christian?" asked Mom. "Well, I haven't really said anything," said Gia. "I'm not sure what they'd think." She sighed. "It was so much easier to be a Christian at my old school." She turned the flashlight toward the new fixture, and Mom quickly screwed out the old bulb and replaced it with a new one. "Gia," Mom said as they headed back to the kitchen, "where was that flashlight needed? In the kitchen or in the bathroom?" "In the bathroom," Gia answered. "That's where it was dark." "Right," said Mom. "Jesus said to let our light shine for him, and that's needed most in dark places. Places like the school you go to now, and like this apartment complex, too. I've talked with a few of our neighbors, and I don't think any of them know the Lord." Mom put the flashlight back in the cupboard. "Why don't you ask one of the girls from school to come over for dinner sometime?" she suggested. "As she gets to know you better, she'll start to see that you live life differently from what she's used to, and she might want to find out more about it." "Okay," said Gia. "I'll try Rumi first. She's really nice." "Good," said Mom. "And let's see how you can get involved at our new church, too. That will help you get to know some Christian friends who can support and encourage you as you shine your light for Jesus." So, how about you? Are there kids in your neighborhood or school who don't know Jesus? Does that make it hard for you to speak up and let others know you're a Christian? Remember, if there's a lot of spiritual darkness around you, that's exactly where you need to let your light shine for Jesus. Let it shine through your obedience, honesty, kindness, forgiveness, and by using opportunities to tell others about him. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 15.
"You shine as lights in the world."
And our key thought for today, let your light shine.
Hey, Zach, who created sin? How did sin enter the world?
Hey, Ben. Well, technically, no one created sin. Sin is one of the negative byproducts of free will. And even though God created free will, he didn't create sin. It's pretty deep stuff, but let's see if I can explain it to you like this. Let's say your mom makes you a cake, and she tells you that it's for a special occasion, and you're not allowed to have any until later. Now, you're the one that has a choice. You can obey her and wait, or you can disobey her and eat some of the cake before you're supposed to. If you choose to disobey her, well, then it's your fault, not hers, even though she was the one who made the cake. You see? God created you and allows you to choose to follow him or to turn away from him in sin. Ben, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for writing to me. As always, I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.